from KQED.
Other people don't exactly relish sleepless nights, especially when someone else is waking them up.
I haven't slept for almost 3 years. Okay, maybe that's a tiny exaggeration, but I haven't had a solid, delicious, uninterrupted night of sleep since 2010.
That's the California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca. She's also the mother of two young boys.
That's my 9-month-old, who wakes up several times a night. And that hissing sound in the background is a white noise machine. It's one of lots of tools I use to help my kids sleep. My 2.5-year-old still wakes up at night, too. For me, the biggest shock of becoming a parent was feeling jet-lagged, moving in a different time zone where night and day are all mixed up. For some of us, that jet lag stretches into weeks and then months.
Okay. Could you just, when you get a chance, can you take King because he was up all night and I have a huge day today. I have to...
What happened?
I don't know, but he woke up just so many times and I have a huge day. I have to drive 1 hour each way for an interview. I'm not going to be safe on the road if I don't get...
A recent British poll of new parents estimates they lose an average of 6 months of sleep over the first 2 years of a child's life. That's probably no surprise to Bay Area mom and pediatrician Lee Atkinson McAvoy. She put in 36-hour shifts without sleep as a medical resident, but...
The sleep deprivation that I had as a new parent was 1,000 times worse.
No clocking out or making up the sleep after you finish your shift. So many of us are walking around in a fog, clawing for caffeine, forgetting our car keys, trying to make it through the workday without sliding under our desks for a nap, and losing patience with our partners and our kids.
Hey, I said no hitting your brother. No. What did I say about hitting? He's a baby. Please.
Everybody's got plenty of advice about what to do with sleepless kids. Sleep train them, let them cry, don't let them cry, get them on a schedule, and we've tried it all. The truth is, some kids just don't sleep as well as others.
Why you wake up so many times? What happened?
Babies are very good at shredding the night into tiny shards. Constantly interrupted sleep means it's hard for us parents to sink down into deeply restorative REM. That's the kind of sleep that not only helps us recharge, but it helps with our memory and learning. That's why I sometimes feel like woodpeckers have drilled holes in my brain.
I suggest that what we have is not disordered sleep. I think what we really have are disordered expectations of new parents.
Dr. Holly Montgomery Downs of the American Academy of Sleep Medicine has been studying maternal fatigue for a decade. She runs the sleep lab at West Virginia University, where she asked tired moms to hit a button on a handheld device each time a bullseye popped up on the screen.
And what we find is that their reaction time is profoundly impaired.
Like drunk drivers. Montgomery Downs also says sleeplessness has affected parents throughout history. But with less family support and more intense work lives, exhausted parents today need longer paid parental leaves.
We've got fantastic federal regulations now. So National Traffic and Safety Administration regulations for truck drivers and air traffic controllers. And yet we have postpartum parents who are arguably in one of the most important jobs that anybody can have. And we've not paid very much attention to their sleep or to its impact.
Montgomery Downs says sleeplessness can lead to depression and anxiety in new parents. She's even started to look for links to shaken baby syndrome and forgotten baby syndrome, where parents mistakenly leave their kids in the car. But most studies stop looking at sleep problems for new parents after babies turn 3 or 4 months old. There have been very few long-term studies looking at the lasting effects of interrupted sleep. That leaves lots more questions for sleepless moms like me. Things I ponder when I can't turn my brain off at night after my kids wake me up. Like, will I suffer permanent memory loss? Will I eventually be able to sleep once my kids do? Or will I have to retrain my brain to stop waking up?
Hello?
Hi, Nicole?
In the meantime, I've hired Nicole Johnson, a sleep consultant who's written up a 28-page plan to help my kids adjust their schedules and nap times so we can all try and get more sleep.
In general, sleep begets sleep. So when he slept great during the day, he probably slept well at night. But if he was very tired at bedtime, that's...
But for now, I still fantasize about checking into one of those sleep capsule hotels. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.